All right, we're right here at WCRS. I'm here with Charlie Barrineau. We're talking about some of the big things coming up. And, of course, first up, I guess we ought to talk a little bit about the Symetra Tour, that's actually going to be the first thing. That's the health self-regional health classic out there at the Links of Stony Point. 10 years, millions of dollars, yeah. And the support that they are going to give to some of our nonprofits, unbelievable.
Yeah, the Medfords are to be highly commended. They've done a great job of logistically pulling all this together. And so any time that Greenwood can get its name out there positively on a national face is great for our community.
So that'll be the first one coming up, and this will be the first one. And then, like we said, it'll be for 10 years. And, of course, you're hopeful that a lot of people are going to end up uptown Greenwood.
We do. We've got a number of components that we're working with them. I think our tourism office is working on a pub crawl in the uptown. We will obviously have a number of the topiaries actually out at the golf course that our staff will be working to maintain. So we're hopeful that they spend money in all of Greenwood.
And how about Dwight and Ann and all the work that they do to keep Greenwood looking beautiful?
Yeah, our team, you know, over 30 to 40 members of our public works and sanitation staff don't get the credit. Those ladies and men work tirelessly 7 days a week for our community, but they take so much pride in what they do and trying to keep litter up and
And all, you know, the new flowers that you keep seeing popping up.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we're going to have a new water feature this year, and I guess the Festival of Flowers just announced a new topiary this year. The mermaid will come out. We're all going to have a second new topiary. Haven't announced that yet, but there's actually going to be two new topiaries this year, and we're working on a third. We've got a sponsor for a third that won't come out till 2015, so it's exciting that people are buying into the topiaries and moving that forward for many years to come.
Well, I think one of the good things about the topiaries, moving them uptown there and having that greenhouse and everything, certainly has made it a lot easier to maintain and grow them and whatnot.
It really has. Many folks that if they don't understand, they just all of a sudden see these topiaries land out in uptown, but they grow year-round. And we have to give them love year round, and so Ann and Dwight and our
team
can't
just cover them up and put them in the dark.
No, and you know, the more love that you give them, the less money you will spend on them, the less you will have to replug and replant. And Ann and Dwight, I'll go down there, and they can, you know, make all the seeds. They can cut the leaf in half and then grow and all the stuff that they can do. It's just great science and biology down there that they're working on, and it's saving us money.
Sure, because you're growing your own. You don't have to buy them or import them anymore.
So well, and many times the plugs that we were using in the topiaries, we were having to buy them, and we were having to buy them in such a late stage that they were more. So now we're growing them. And can do that much more cost effectively.
Sure. So, well, that's going to be exciting as far as the Symetra Tour and having some of the topiaries out there. That's going to be that'll be a huge thing to move them out there to the links.
Yeah, it's always a challenge, but we try to have cars on both ends and make sure it doesn't fall off. But we should be able to make it work.
We'll have to have the topiary parade.
<That's right. laughs>
Taking them out there.
Right.
All right. Well, then that's coming up. And, of course, that's Mother's Day weekend. They're mm-hmm. going to have this huge buffet out there. Going to be fabulous. But then coming up is the Festival of Flowers. Now, there's a lot of conversation on what the city's involvement with the Festival of Flowers is.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, and I think it's a good discussion. I mean, we're now into our, I think this is the 45th year, I believe, 44th, 45th year of the Festival of Flowers. And it's about sustaining it. I mean, that's really what the chamber and the city have talked about, is making sure that there is a Festival of Flowers into the future. And what's the best form? You know, different communities do it different ways. You know, the Festival Discovery is a city-run event. Mm-hmm. The Festival Flowers is a chamber-run event. Both work fine. You know, we've looked at some of the models from other communities. We've toured up in Fort Mill and looked at their Strawberry Festival. You know, Greenville, the city of Greenville, most of their events, if not if all their events downtown, have been taken over by the city. There's somewhat of a ability for the city to better manage the holistic approach of a community brand. But I think the chamber and the city are going to work together, whatever is decided.
Sure. And there's some discussion futuristically of even shortening it up, I think, isn't there?
Yeah, the Festival of Flowers is a month-long event, and so do you lose some of that bang for the buck? You know, sponsors, let's be honest, are looking for as many people as they can get. And so the Festival Discovery has been successful because we can show a photo with a sea of people. And so the Festival Flowers may not be able to show that as much. And so we're trying to make that bigger event, that bigger weekend. I think long-term, well, this year alone, the festival is moving the Arts and Crafts Show into the Uptown. We think that the potential of the Farmers Market venue, the Uptown Market venue, would be an excellent venue for that. The use of the Federal Building, Museum, Veterans Center. There are many ways that the library, you know, consultants come in and talk about plants and growing. We can use our assets and keep those in a clustered area to bring more people in.
That's terrific. Well, we are also getting ready for the Blues Cruise and Festival of Discovery. Started out with 5 vendors, and what are you up to now?
Yeah, we had over 90. I think we had right at 92 barbecue teams last year.
And I guess that taking over the main street worked.
Yeah.
Learn a lot?
We did. You can never have enough people. We've made a few mistakes, but for the most part, it worked really well.
I think once you found the right way to navigate, it became very easy.
We tried. You can't have your cake and eat it too, I guess, so to speak. We tried to let the driver have a little flexibility, and we've quickly learned that you can't have any flexibility. It's either closed or it's not. If you give a car a lane to get in, they're going to get in. And when you have an event like this, it's got to be totally closed to traffic. So there won't be a lot of flexibility. But I think over the years, people are going to get used to it, and they'll just know for those 3 days, here's the way I've got to go.
Sure. And what about some of the ways you're going to lay it out this year? I mean, I think everybody loved the fact of being able to walk on Main Street with the trees and everything. It certainly was wonderful.
It was. You know, probably one of the, again, more seating, more tent covered areas. We get a lot of requests for handicap parking. That's something that we've got to focus on. But every year it's a good challenge. It's a lot of work. We're working with CPW now to put more power underground. We're working on it today. I mean, things that people would never imagine, and we're getting it done.
And, you know, what you have to go through to put on an event like this, to have all that electricity running down the center and water, I guess, is another issue for everybody. It's pretty important when you're cooking.
Yeah, it's literally running a small city for above ground for a few days and then taking it all down. So, and then if you can imagine the other part of that, we have to store all that material. So we've got a pretty large warehouse that we keep all this stuff in so that we can bring it back out every year.
Now, what kind of dollar impact does let's use the Festival of Discovery and the Blues Cruise, because that's probably the one you're most familiar with.
Sure. The last year's impact, I think, was a little over 1.5, so it's in the 1.3 to 1.5 million dollar impact. And it just depends on who gets impacted. You know, these folks come in and they may go into the bread store and buy everything out of bread, or they may go into the grocery store and buy all of their parsley. It's interesting to see some of the things that get bought. But then you have, you know, all the folks coming in, the gasoline that's purchased, the hotel rooms, and we calculate that about 1.3 to 1.5 million. So,
if there was one thing that you think we need here in Greenwood, what would that be? That we need more of.
Well, this is, I guess, cliche into what I'm supposed to say, but we do. I mean, we need jobs. And if we can continue to work with the county and the Partnership Alliance to bring in jobs, manufacturing jobs, we're like everybody else. That's the one thing that we could greatly use.
Sure.
A diverse selection of jobs. The announcements with the Genetics Center and Clemson University, I think that sets us up excellent for the future.
Now, what about that roadway that you're talking about, that connector? so
Caroline Avenue.
Right.
Yeah, that we think could be almost a vein of future investment into the future there off of South Main, better connect into Edgefield Avenue and the Genetics Center and the Clemson University Research Campus. It's one of those 10, 15, 20-year projects. It may be a project that I don't get to see, but
city... What's that supposed to mean, Charlie?
well, a city manager 20 years from now will look back and say, whoever that guy was or that community was, that, you know, the Caroline Avenue would be like the railroad being removed from Uptown. I mean, you know, that was 30 or 40 years ago, and that project has been, you know, a huge impact on this community.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Charlie, we can talk a minute more. I just wanted to get that in, so I'd be in compliance here today.
Yeah. But Caroline Avenue hopefully will go through. It'll be a phased project. City Council is looking to work with the county and the Partnership Alliance and other stakeholders to develop a master plan for the development of that road.
All right. Well, as always, it's a pleasure to sit down and talk to you. I know that as everything starts getting ready to blossom. Now, we didn't talk about Live After 5.
That well, is new act name, six, Uptown the... Live.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. So
we tried to get a little hipper in there in Uptown Live. It's 6 o'clock.
It's probably
o'clock.
Good because, you know, I used to make a joke last year. Yes, okay.
We got rid of the 5.
Okay.
But use social media to kind of get people's feedback, and they picked Uptown Live, and so we think it works real well. Uptown Live kicks off next Thursday night, April the 3rd. It's already April, yeah. Carolina Pride presents the Fabulous Expression, so 6 o'clock.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, Carolina Pride will have free hot dogs, and it'll be a lot of fun. Debbie and Dennis Dill will be out there smoking up some hot dogs for us. And then just a long list of events. You can go to UptownGreenwood.com to see the list, but it's almost every two weeks there, two shows a month.
And then not doing it during the middle of the hot summer anymore.
The heat just didn't.
Didn't work. Okay, so now to stay informed as to what's going on, and just for one last question, how does Uptown Greenwood benefit the rest of us?
How does Uptown Greenwood?
Yeah, I'm going to ask the question here. You know, Charlie, I wasn't going to let you skate, but since we talked over here, I'm going to ask the question.
Yeah. Again, I think our downtown is a reflection of our entire community. You know, I always remember a conversation that Steve Brown told me that he and Floyd Nicholson had when Fuji located here, and there the Japanese folks toured the Uptown and how impressed they were and how much it meant to them that the community had a clean and vibrant downtown. And I think that's, you know, that vision, and that's what sells others to locate here. You know, you may not live in the Uptown, and your industry may not be in the Uptown, but it's a critical component of what we call Greenwood.
All right. You heard it right here today from the city manager, Charlie Barno. Always nice to have you come out and see us.
Thank you, Ann.
All righty. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS.